The U.S. Treasury has announced that it will at least double the size of its liquidity support buybacks for longer-dated government bonds, increasing individual operations from roughly $2 billion to at least $4 billion. The objective is to restore liquidity following an aggressive sell-off that pushed long-term borrowing costs to multi-year highs. The initial response was immediate, with long-dated bonds rallying and the 30-year yield falling sharply. To be clear, this is not quantitative easing and does not directly create new money. Treasury is effectively replacing older, less liquid debt with new issuance, but it is an important signal that policymakers are unwilling to allow stress at the long end of the bond market to become disorderly. That matters for Bitcoin because lower yields, a potentially weaker dollar, and improving financial conditions should encourage capital to rotate towards scarce, globally liquid assets. It also strengthens Bitcoin's appeal as an independent store of value at a time of rising government debt and greater official intervention in markets. Ether and DeFi could benefit even more from improving liquidity conditions. Lower yields and reduced bond market volatility support crypto collateral values, lending activity, stablecoin liquidity, and demand for on-chain yield. The timing is also notable, coinciding with a meeting in Washington today involving crypto and prediction market leaders. With the U.S. increasingly focused on maintaining its leadership in digital assets, the gathering should add pressure to ensure that long-awaited crypto regulation is finally advanced when lawmakers return in September. The broader message is constructive. Authorities are supporting bond market liquidity just as Washington builds momentum around digital asset regulation. If this is eventually accompanied by a more accommodative Fed and meaningful legislative progress, the bullish implications for Bitcoin, ETH, DeFi, and the wider digital asset market could become significantly more powerful. That's all for now.